Thanks, Emily. Really appreciate that. And it's the same. We start with the faithfulness of God, and all my life you've been faithful, and it's good. We just focus on the goodness of God at the beginning of this year. So happy New Year. If you're watching this today, or if you're watching this whenever, happy New Year. Often a question that you're asked, I'm just getting my levels sorted. Often a question that you ask each other when you see each other at this time of the year is, what do you get for Christmas? It's always a kind of, it's an easy starter. Sometimes it can lead to a kind of slightly depressing, or we don't give each other presents. We're not, we don't, and you're kind of like, I wish you hadn't asked. But most times it can start. So, I thought I'd show you not necessarily what I got. I got some good presents. I got some coffee, a new way of making coffee. Never can have enough ways of making coffee. A Chemex, a pizza stone, socks, and a barrel of whiskey. So you can ask me about that later. So, but what did I buy for Campbell? Well, I bought, as you can see, I'm twiddling it with my hand, a screwdriver. Because Campbell is living in London and has moved in really fairly recently into a new flat, and suddenly you need to put things on the wall and you need to build things, and he's got no tools and he's not able to access my vast array. So it's time to get a screwdriver for yourself. So this was in his stocking, which I was doing, a screwdriver and a set of Allen keys. So that's not very impressive, unless you are putting together IKEA furniture. If the only thing you ever do is put together IKEA furniture, then probably this will see you right for most of what you need to do. The problem with that is that life is not like IKEA furniture. It doesn't come with clear instructions, with all the bits laid out, and everything you need to put it together. And so, my question today is, well, what's in our toolbox? Some of us have found out that during this difficult last couple of years, that the things we thought we had sorted, well, we don't need anything else. We've got a screwdriver and a set of Allen keys, suddenly wasn't sufficient, wasn't the right tool for the job. And the words of my brother, my younger brother, who works in Australia, looking at mending and repairing aeroplanes, is don't be a fool, use the right tool. So I wasn't going to load Campbell's stocking completely up with tools, but I said to him, have you got a tape measure? And because to me, no toolkit even begins or starts without a tape measure. There's no point saying, well, how big is it? Well, I don't know, it's about this big. It's quite big. This tape measure gives everyone the same frame of reference when it comes to how big something is. And so that is, to me, an absolute essential. If you haven't got a tape measure, well, don't even begin to start talking about getting things made or done. So, I added that. Well, I gave him a few other things. In his cracker, we were doing recyclable crackers, so we filled them ourselves. So I gave him an electric screwdriver, slightly more specific, a small screwdriver with a little bit of insulation. I also gave him a Stanley knife, or a craft knife, or a general purpose knife. The problem with this knife is that you end up more often than not cutting yourself than anything else. It seems like a good tool, but it's not necessarily the best tool for each job. You may have some experience of that. This is a rusty old hammer. I've cleaned up the bottom bit a little bit, and this will be going to Campbell and clean the top himself. That is an example of a tool that hasn't been used in a while, but actually still does the job. It doesn't need much. You just grab it out and you've got a hammer. And there are some tools, spiritual tools in our toolbox, that are a bit like that. So we haven't used them in a while, but we know when we grab them, they work. But the problem is, if the old adage says, if the only tool you've got is a hammer, then everything becomes a nail. You haven't got any subtlety. Everything needs hitting. Every problem can be solved with the hammer, and that isn't true. So let me show you my final tool. This is one of mine, and prizes for guessing what it is. That is a chain splitter, and basically it's got a little pin, and you wind the pin and it pushes the pin out of a bicycle chain so that you can take it off the bike. Now, I don't expect everyone to have that in their toolbox, and even for me that's a push to have something as skilled as that. And that's the other end of the scale, that we've got something so niche, something so unique, something so irrelevant that it can only do one amazing job, but it has got no practical use for much else. And so when we're looking at what is in each of our toolboxes this year, that would be my challenge. You know, let's review it. Have we got a toolbox? Do we even consider that we've got a selection of tools, a selection of spiritual gifts, a selection of things which we can use and we can take in different situations? You know, that is a Phillips head screwdriver. Even having said that, there are going to be screws that isn't going to work for in terms of size and in terms of, so it's good, it's a general purpose thing, but it's not necessarily that specific. And sometimes we're trying to use the same small selection of tools, or we've lost track of what we've got and how to use it, and we need to resharpen it, and our senses, we need to resharpen our spiritual skills. And as a good, you know, resolution to the beginning of the year, I think that a review of what's in your spiritual toolbox would be a good thing to do. You need to be strong, and we need to be strong in worship. And you know, we've put some of that in today because it feeds our emotions, it opens our emotions up, and then those truths of the Word of God implant themselves, and we find ourselves singing and ruminating and on those words. And that's why it's so good and so powerful. And it's not that God needs it as much as we need it. You know, it's not that he's insecure and needs a lot of people worshiping him. He knows it does us good to focus and fix our eyes on him. We need to be strong in prayer. You know, we need to be good, and we need to have a toolbox of prayer. Not every single prayer is the same. Not every single way of praying. There are ways of praying and interceding and pushing in and staying there until something is resolved. There are, you know, quick thankful prayers. There is a, you know, prayer is a huge area, but you know, again, if you've just got one thing, that's the way I do it. Well, maybe it's time to think about expanding that and going, hey, this year I'd like to learn to have a few more ways of praying. Maybe even being filled with the Spirit, praying in tongues on all occasions. That's what, you know, Paul says. That's what he uses. That's his go-to tool when it comes to, because problems are insurmountable. And so that language from God, from the Holy Spirit, that gift from him could be something that you seek this year. We need to be strong in the Word of God. I wasn't going to get too carried away with my analogy of tape measures, but in some ways, if the tape measure is the bedrock of every toolbox, then the Bible needs to be the bedrock of our spiritual toolbox. I saw this presentation which I was going to play, but I thought we're going to get caught up in all sorts of it'll probably get shut down. So I took the essence of what they were saying, because it was quite good. And then what they're saying is, you might have made some resolutions at the beginning of this new year, and it says you might have had a resolution to fix a tap or fix a fence, or you know, you're going to repair some things, you're going to fix some things around your house. What does the Bible say about it? The Bible says in Hebrews, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. So let's resolve to fix our eyes on him. I've got back into running a little bit, and I'm recovering from an injury, and I've got back into my running. And you know, you might be thinking, right, I want to run a 10K, or I want to run a marathon, or I want to you know, do some running in that regard this year. And you might have resolved to do that. What does the Bible say? It says, Let us throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So every situation, there is something that the Word of God has to say about it. You might want to take up something. You want to take up an art class, take a holiday. I don't know, we all need to take a holiday, but you know, you may be wanting to resolve to take up something. What does the Bible say about taking up? It says, if anyone comes after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily. That's not a hard thing. It's just saying we need to get our focus right, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter, running the race that he's called us to, carrying his cross the same as he did, taking that view. And you know, the new year is always a good time to leave things behind. And what does the Bible say about leaving things behind? In Isaiah it says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, now it springs up, do you not perceive it? You know, other scriptures say he has a plan for us. You know, Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, plans for a future, for a hope. And you know, these words are not just sort of trivialities. They are anchors for hope. They are anchors. They are things we need to be strong at. They are things which we need to measure our life at. When someone says something's big, we use the Word of God and we measure it against, we measure the circumstances against what God says about it. And you know, in your toolbox, it would be great if you could hear directly from God, and that may be something that you should be developing. But the Word of God that he's given us has as much to say, and it is if you're learning that journey of hearing directly from him, it's paired with what the Word already says. So you might want to grab one of these. We missed out on our kind of Christmas service of being able to promote this, but inside one of the faith food, it has a Bible plan along each of the bottom. So if you've lost your little Bible plan and you want to start reading your Bible plan, then you get kind of two for the price of one. Get one of these from Mum and Dad, from Charles and Joyce Sibthorpe, and then inside it is a Bible reading plan so that you can follow through. And at the end of a year or 2 years, depending on what speed, you'll have read the Bible and you'll be equipped. Because, you know, the enemy doesn't want you equipped. Doesn't want you to have a whole load of tools. Doesn't want you to be able to handle every situation. Wants you to be fumbling around with a hammer and nothing else. But this year, I believe God wants us to review what's in our toolbox, to add to it, and to show others. If you need a chain splitting tool, I can show you. I've got one, and I can show you how to use it. Maybe that's something that you can show someone else and say, "This is my favorite thing. This is how I use it. This is why I use it." And we can encourage one another. Amen. Let me pray, and then I'll clear the decks and hand back to Tanya just to say a final few words. So, Father, I thank you that you want us equipped, just like that soldier, with a helmet of salvation, with a breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Lord, the Bible talks about us being ready for all occasions and for all situations, and whatever situation we're facing today, Father, I thank you that you have the right tool. You have exactly the right thing that we need, and you will train us to use it and to equip us to use it, and then enable us to teach others how to use that same tool as we've seen it work for us. So, Father, I thank you that those who are standing in a battle at the moment, that we're with them and that you are with them, and we stand with them in faith. And for those who need to know your love and your comfort and your hope, Lord, I just thank you that today you've got the right tool, the right thing to equip us. And it's something that we, once we've got, we never lose it. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.